David Laskin is going to talk about his book, The Family, and it tracks back to about 150 years ago to a Jewish family living on the outskirts of the Russian Empire. From that point, the family breaks into three different components. One moves to Palestine, eventually what becomes Israel, and is one of the founding settlers there. And another part of the family kind of stays in place and ends up being lost in the Holocaust. And a third part of the family comes to America and founds a couple businesses, including what eventually becomes the Maiden Form Bra Company. Combined, they essentially tell the story of Jewish life in the 20th century. And Laskin embraces that aspect, not just as a personal story, but letting this family stand for the whole of kind of the Jewish experience of the 20th century.
And all over the globe.
Yeah, precisely. So we have a clip from On Point of David talking about kind of the scope of the book.
It amazed me to grasp that I had the three great movements of 20th century Jewish history in my own family tree. And, you know, growing up, obviously, as part of the U.S. branch, those stories were familiar. The Israeli branch, less familiar. The Holocaust branch, totally unfamiliar. And it was when I discovered that third branch and how the three branches of my family became two that the light bulb ignited. And I thought, this is the book I have to write.
Author David Laskin there talking about his new book, The Family.
He's going to be at the Atlanta History Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Darren, it's been a couple of decades now since Jan Caron first created a set of characters and a place that is really close to readers' hearts. Many have compared the people in place to Lake Wobegon of Garrison Keillor's creation.
I think that's a really apt comparison. Jan Caron's Mitford is Southern Appalachian Lake Wobegon. And I think this is the 10th book in the series. The whole series started at Home with Mitford. And this new book is called Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good. The book kicks off with Father Timothy and his wife returning to Mitford after a trip to Ireland. And we find that Father Tim has become a bit of a curmudgeon in the ensuing years. Isn't too pleased with the modernization of Mitford. And we get some real news in Mitford. There's some death and there's some tragic things. We don't want to give away too much here.
Right. But we try to avoid spoilers possible.
No spoilers here. But this beloved town feels like it's going through some changes. And Father Tim and Cynthia are leading their town through those changes. And the characters and the way they care for each other is really at the heart of the story that Jan Caron's telling. This should be a really wonderful evening. It's at Holy Trinity Parish in Decatur in an event put on by Acapella Books. This is at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening.
Darren, this next visiting author's new book talks about a woman and her yearning for art.
The book is Lisette's List, and it focuses on Lisette Rue, and it kind of starts up in 1937. Lisette and her husband, André, moved from cosmopolitan Paris to a tiny little town in Provence. You know, Lisette thinks she's going to be deprived of that cosmopolitan life and give up on her love of art. But she finds out that André's grandfather, Pascal, who they've gone to Provence to care for, had been an ochre miner, mining ochre for paint, and also a framer of the highest quality. So he'd spent much of his time befriending artists like Pizarro and Cézanne and had even traded out some of his own framing work for actual work from these artists. So his little cottage in Provence is littered with masterpieces.
Wow.
But as World War II takes hold, André leaves to join the army, and before he does so, he hides Pascal's paintings so the Nazis can't get them. The Nazis come, and they threaten her, and she gives up the location. And they take her to where the paintings are supposed to be, but they're gone. They've been stolen. But at the heart of the story is Lisette's List, which she put together with Pascal. And it's a list towards kind of living a fuller life and living an artful life. For example, number 11 on the list is find these paintings in my lifetime. So Lisette, of course, is brought to life by Susan Vreeland. She's probably best known for Girl in Hyacinth Blue or Claire and Mr. Tiffany. She's going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House next Sunday night at 2 o'clock.